Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. Hey guys, my name is Chris Roby, and like every other podcast this summer, I'm flying solo, and we're talking through some teen stereotypes. And these are stereotypes that unfortunately have been perpetuated throughout history about teenagers and just kind of how they behave or supposedly behave. And so we are breaking down this summer different behaviors that we see in teenagers, but more importantly, how it is we can help and be the best kind of helpers for our teenagers. And today I get the fun topic of anger, kind of talking about the stereotypical quote unquote angry teenagers. In some ways, this is well-earned. In some ways, this is completely unfair. And so we need to be able to think through those two opposites. So yes, teenagers do get angry. We see that in our support groups where a teenager will sit down and they are just not having it. And they are not here for anything we have to say. And they might not be showing anger in the sense of being violent or verbally abusive or obstinate, any of those kinds of things, but maybe they're being passive aggressive or giving you the silent treatment or just not participating or being short with their answers or really shutting down any kind of overtures of help. Anger can really manifest itself that way. And what we find is a lot of times that is well-earned from a teenager. Maybe their circumstances are making it to where it's really, really hard to not be angry. Maybe things are being happening that are unfair. And so that's kind of the other side of anger. So we stereotype the angry teen and just assume, oh, they're just angry. But sometimes it's just well-earned. Maybe they have been treated in an unjust manner in a way that, you know, if you really look at it and listen, you're like, man, I would be angry too. So we want to be mindful of, yeah, teenagers get angry. Yeah, they've earned the stereotype. And we'll talk through a little bit more about what that means, but also too, that sometimes it's just a little bit unfair. Maybe we need to be better as adults when we're helping our teenagers deal with their anger. Now, I will say at the top of this, and I don't want to harp on this too much, but we do want to make sure that we have good appropriate boundaries with anger. If your teenager is allowing this anger to turn to violence or bullying or rage or really making the people's lives around them unsafe, uncomfortable, then those are things that we need to make sure our teenagers get help for, whether it's putting them into therapy or anger management or finding new coping skills. We'll talk about some of that, but we just really want to deal with just the day-to-day anger that a lot of teenagers might feel, so that we can be the best helpers that we can be, and they can understand what anger is, what anger isn't, and how they can use that anger for life to be better and for them to use that anger productively. You know, we really feel like anger can be perpetuated by TVs, movies, social media, and frankly, just a long history of society being unkind to adolescents. But today I want to dispel some myths behind anger, reframe things a bit, and talk about how we can actually help, because we really believe that there is hope. So what are some things that might be behind the strong emotion of anger with an adolescent? Well, like so many other topics in this series, so much of anger can be traced back just to biology. You know, If you go back and listen to one of my favorite episodes we ever recorded of the Teen Life Podcast with Mark DeYoung, kind of talking about, he was really talking about anxiety in a lot of ways, but he talked about just from a biological standpoint, the adolescent brain, he explains as this literal explosion. It's like they're children, and then once puberty hits, it's like the brain explodes and just puts itself all back together again. And so you can imagine having a developing adolescent brain and dealing with the complex emotions that, you know, middle school and high school and society and social media start to bring on can be pretty overwhelming. And depending on how your teenager is predisposed, anger can be one of those emotions that is utilized to deal with some of that overwhelm. And really, this this volatility can be from puberty through, you know, the onset of adulthood, those adolescent years. We can just trace a lot of this volatility to the changing brain and to development. You know, the teenage brain isn't really equipped to efficiently handle everything that's asked to do or process. You know, I like to liken it to like a computer that's not quite strong enough or powerful enough to process the computations we're asking it. And if you have an older phone or older computer and you're asking it to do a bunch of stuff, it starts to overheat and it slows down a little bit. And sometimes it can just shut down completely if it's too much. Now, I'm not saying teenagers aren't intelligent or capable. On the contrary, we believe that teenagers are fully resilient and able to handle the challenges that life is throwing at them. The difference is when the system gets overwhelmed and isn't really given time to process these complex emotions, things can get really out of sorts quickly. And so those are ways to think about this. Isn't really that, you know, they're not able to, because we believe they are. It's just when it's all at once or when it's overwhelming, that's when the circuitry really starts to break down, especially if they're not really well practiced or even maybe very well aware of anger, of maybe their natural bent towards getting frustrated or angry when they get overwhelmed. Now, you know, everyone kind of responds differently when they're overwhelmed by things. Some people do lash out in anger. Some people will withdraw. Some people will get, you know, experience different kinds of emotions. And so really this topic of anger might not really hit everyone, or maybe they don't show it the same way. But anger is a human emotion that is experienced when we feel like things are too much, things are too fair or too unfair. We don't feel like we've been treated well. We just need to make sure that our teenager is aware that, hey, this is the emotion that comes with the wiring, especially right now. Now, we at Teen Life, we love questions. We love good questions. And so we want our questions to be good tools. And so, you know, ways that we can be the most helpful. And our questions often, if they're not thought out very well, can really bring more damage than we would want. But our questions, if they're well thought out and well intentioned, and maybe not real well intentioned, but well thought out and well understood, can be really powerful in helping your teenager with that computer, you know, that computer chip that might not be really up to processing that, to slow things down a little bit so they can process and understand better what they're dealing with. We want to be able to validate this emotion. So saying, I can tell you're upset. I am so sorry this is happening. Can we make time to talk? Being willing to empathize with their emotions and saying, I'm not here to judge. I want to help. And so making statements like that before we even go into our questions is really, really powerful. It's not making judgment on the emotion, but saying, I see that you're upset. I see that you're angry, and I'm sorry, is a way to really bring the temperature down, especially if they come home and something has happened and you can tell they're really, really upset. It's a whole lot better than saying, stop it. You don't need to feel that way. Cut it out. Or the worst, get over it. You need to get over it. We got stuff to do today. And we've all been there where we just have 1,000 things like I don't have time for your teenage anger. But we also know that doesn't always help. And so being willing to say, hey, I can tell you're upset. Can we make time to talk? So we need to be willing to, as adults, realize maybe right now is not the time. Maybe they need some time to step away and take a breath before they can adequately talk about what it is that's upsetting them. So can we make some time to talk? And when that time comes, something as simple as, what can you tell me about how you are feeling? So being able to structure the question in a way that creates some emotional difference, just tell me what it is about how you're feeling. What can you tell me about it? Can you describe the emotions? That's one way that I've seen that is really helpful is, you know, if you had something physical to compare the anger you're feeling, what would that be? So give me an object. Tell me what, and they might say it's like a fire, it's a raging fire, it's a furnace, it's grinding gears, it's a loud noise, it's heat, it's any of these kind of things that anger can be described as. It's like blood boiling or a helpless feeling, but something physical to compare the anger they're feeling, so they kind of can get a finger on what is this. Asking who else knows about this and what do they think, and so gives them a chance to give, as the helper, gives you some context of like, hey, who else has been affected by this anger today? I mean, have you lashed out at anyone else today? Do you have friends that maybe you need to apologize to later for maybe in the haste of your emotions, maybe you've said some things that you regret. What do they think about this? Do they think this is fair or unfair? Are they on your side? And sometimes if, you know, the teenager's anger has affected relationships, it might be good for you to know that so you can help them step in and repair those when that time is right. But to say, just to wrap this up, to really say, I validate your emotions. I want you to be safe. But what is something that we can do that would help you express these emotions, but not make you feel unsafe or anyone else unsafe? And so, you know, we want to do things that are better than, hey, go punch a pillow or go break something or go punch a wall. Those are ways you can deal with emotions. But what we found in teen life is that sometimes that just makes teenagers better at punching pillows or better at hitting things, but it doesn't really deal with the emotions. It doesn't really pinpoint what it is that's really going on. So how can we help? We want to create safe space, a place where safe space are emotions, or where emotions can be expressed safely without judgment. And that strong relationship that you and that teenager have can really be that safe space. Now, if you're gonna walk into and try to create a safe space, you need to know that their feelings are valid. And so with strong emotions come strong words, come strong feelings, strong actions, strong anger. And so you need to be prepared as an adult as you walk into that to know, hey, they might say words I don't agree with. They might say things in a way that might be a little shocking. And as every one of you, these you're going to hear is, we need to be shockproof. Shockproof that the teenagers don't, we're not correcting them, you know, as long as they're not unsafe and not showing extreme disrespect and damaging relationships, you know, as they're talking through this, hey, give me what you got. Tell me, you're not going to scare me off. Being shockproof. And with that, being mindful of your own emotions through this, we don't want to match anger with anger. And so if you're going into a conversation with a teenager and you're already angry, address that. And be aware of that maybe if it's a time that you're a little upset, maybe take some time to get your own emotions in check before you go help a teenager, because you don't want to match anger with anger. That rarely ever goes anywhere positive. We want to talk about next steps. We want a teenager to express their anger, their emotions, but we don't want to stay there. Because if it goes unaddressed, that anger will just fester into things that are more unhealthy and more damaging. And so even if the next steps are small and simple and basic, that's okay. Maybe it's just, hey, do you just need to go on a long walk? Or do you need to exercise or commit to a plan where you are you're dealing with your emotions on a more healthy, in a more healthy way, on a more regular way? Do not just say, okay, you're angry, see you later. We want to be able to talk about those next steps. We want to remind, in closing, as we talk through and finish off our time with anger, we want to remind our students that they are not their emotions. Like, their emotions don't identify them, because they're too fleeting, right? So emotions, it's really unfair to label someone as an angry person, because you're labeling them as something that is here today and gone pretty soon. And so we want to, if we do feel a lot of anger at a certain time, to remind them, hey, these things are fleeting. This too shall pass. We say that not in a dismissive way, but just as a realistic, hey, you feel angry right now. Let's feel that. But this is not going to last forever. And you're not always going to feel this way. So let's find a way to use this in a healthy way. Let's make sure they understand not only the why behind their anger, but the what and the who. So who is it that might be causing you this pain? What is happening? that feels unfair? What is it that gives you this level of unease to where you're getting this angry? And finally, we want to find ways to create emotional distance. And we recorded a great podcast on this earlier this year that we'll link, just about getting a little bit of distance from you and your emotions. So if you're feeling this overwhelming emotion, how are ways that we can step away from it a little bit and see it in a different light, see it from a different vantage point? Maybe it's taking a walk, getting outside, moving, writing, listening to music. And then we process. And then we say, okay, this is, I'm seeing it differently now. So finding ways that we can find different, seek out ways of not getting, being so close to it. And that way we can see it a little bit more for what it is, that, yeah, this is an emotion, but there's something behind this and maybe something that maybe we can deal with in a more healthy way. It's okay to be angry. It makes us human. And anger is the first step. And let's figure out what's next. So with that, we hope this was a helpful, quick episode on anger. We ask you, if you like this episode and this, especially this short series of episodes around teenage behavior, share it with a friend, text it to a friend, subscribe to Teen Life Podcast if you haven't already done that. Follow us on social media, review us on your favorite podcast app to let other people know how awesome you think this is. And we hopefully will see you next week.